Welcome to Lanyap, a feature about people, issues, and events on KEDM. I'm Jay Curtis. My guest today is Kathy Wyatt. She is the director of the Tech Enterprise Center at Louisiana Tech University. And you have a particularly interesting event coming up next week, the I-20 Top 20. First, welcome to Lanyap.
Good morning. Hello, Jay.
And thanks so much for being with us. And tell us a little bit about how did this collaboration event come about?
So the I-20 Top 20 is an event that we've been hosting at Louisiana Tech for about 6 years now. And it came about as a realization that the general population and community is largely unaware of the many innovative and creative things that are occurring on university campuses at Louisiana Tech. Probably the same holds true here at ULM and Grambling. But we wanted to provide a venue that would allow for people who are new to business development and creating new ventures to come together with those individuals who are a little more experienced and give them the opportunity to just share information and to provide some encouragement and inspiration. Those who are new are just getting started. They're trying to learn what they need to do. They welcome the feedback that the experienced entrepreneur can bring. And this allows that to happen in a very encouraging and engaging environment.
So this is also a really fantastic networking opportunity in terms of new people being able to get advice and people who've got some experience being able to create mentoring relationships, really.
That's right. That's exactly the sort of thing that happens. So we tell each of the individuals that will be there providing kind of a display or some information about their new venture to be prepared to talk to folks not only about what they've done, where they've come, where they stand now in their business, but what the things are that are kind of the next steps. What do they need in order to be able to move this venture forward? And to think of that in terms of the people who might be there in the audience and think, what could they offer me? What could they provide? Sure, there are some people who are looking for investment, but oftentimes what a new business really needs is a lead on some new customers, or how do you actually get that first customer? What can you do to make better connections into the industry? When you're up against a certain problem or a challenge, how do you overcome that? And those are the kinds of things and the experiences that people who have basically been there, done that, got the t-shirt, can share with these young folks. Now, we knew that this would be a great opportunity for those who are new to business management and starting different or starting new organizations. But what we did not anticipate was the positive effect that it would also have on these experienced executives that are out there. They come away from the event being inspired and motivated. They see themselves and they remember what they were like when they started their first venture. And in many instances, it helps them leave with a sort of renewed sense of commitment to their own enterprise. As well as just the general public like you and I coming out to this event, being able to leave with a real sense of, you know, inspiration and motivation and hope for our future. The things that are being done in North Louisiana are really very impressive, but most people don't have the opportunity to learn about that.
So do you have some examples of some of the events or some of the collaborations?
I do. I'll tell you about a few of the things. So, like, as far as student teams, there will I know there will be two specific teams there that are developing mobile apps. You know, we've all heard of those things. There's one that's being developed by a student who has got a concept for how you connect hungry students with home-cooked meals. The other app by a student team that's being developed has to do with the realization that young people don't think about and manage their finances very properly. And these are two engineering students who were dismayed by the fact that their peers did not already save money and begin investing the way that they thought that they should. They have a concept for how you interject social media and kind of like peer consulting in helping people get started in the investing world. So those are some of the things that like student teams are starting. We have some other kind of young ventures that will be there that range all the way from a group of students who have a very successful t-shirt company that they're actually converting into and scaling up to be more of a real branded fashion apparel line, as well as a nurse who's invented a new multi-tool that can be used in the clinic floors.
So let's talk about the format of the event. This is an after hours, 6 to 8 p.m. What's the schedule? How does it go together?
So we start at 6 o'clock. 6:15, we have some brief presentations to give people an overview of what some of these ideas are. Then we adjourn and spend about an hour just kind of visiting back and forth among the different displays that are there, enjoying some food, making new connections, helping people out, and just finding out new and interesting things.
So certainly this is open to the public, but there are also maybe some specific groups that they're going to get the most out of it if they come.
That's correct. So for the new entrepreneur, this is very beneficial because it allows you not only to learn from more experienced individuals, but it helps you gain practice at sort of sharing your concept with others and meeting with, mingling with, and learning from your peers as well as other individuals. For that experienced entrepreneur or executive that comes in, it allows you to be able to share some of that wealth of knowledge that you've created over the years. It lets you kind of commiserate with people, help them understand what they're going through, offer a little bit of support and encouragement about how you get through the rough spots, and give people some warnings about things that can be real problems as they're developing their enterprise. And then for those of us who are just curious and want to learn more about what is going on, you can find a number of really fascinating and inspiring activities, entrepreneurs, ventures, individuals that are right here in your own backyard.
Well, I'm inspired just hearing you talk about it. So you're a great ambassador for the event and for the Tech Enterprise Center. So just for an average person who decides to make them, you know, to come to Ruston, to University Hall, what are some things that we're going to take away from it? Just from not someone who has a business idea or who's trying to offer that mentorship. There might be some connections, but there might just be inspiration.
That's absolutely true. We would hope that you would leave very encouraged by not only what you saw and the really creative and innovative business products, services that are being displayed and revealed, but that you would also have a real, you know, sense of, I would say, pride in your own community, that these are the kinds of things that can happen right here in rural North Louisiana that have the ability to not only provide good opportunities for our future economically, but help us grow out even further into the world around us.
The I-20 Top 20 is coming up on Tuesday night at Louisiana Tech's University Hall. If you're not familiar with Tech's campus, where's University Hall?
Well, University Hall is it is at the corner of Railroad Avenue and College Street. And if you basically head for that really tall building on campus, Wiley Tower, you will find that this building is located right adjacent to that structure.
Kathy Wyatt is the director of the Tech Enterprise Center at Louisiana Tech University. The I-20 Top 20 is coming up on Tuesday night. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Find out more at kedm.org.